are you thankful for? I'm thankful we're still here with the freedom of speech. Kind of lucky. I'm thankful that this country's still standing after all the attacks internally on it. For real. Let's go to that Common Sense Hotline. I haven't done that for a while. You want to call me up? You want to weigh in? Keep it clean. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. What's on your mind? Well, let's go to Jack in Toledo. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family,
And to you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Number two is, last week there was a story about how the average price of Thanksgiving went up markedly this past year, from about $47 per person for a family of 10 to almost $54 a person for a family of 10. That means if you've got 10 people coming around your table this Thanksgiving, it's going to cost you $70 more this year than last year.
Right, but that means nothing. Hold on, that means nothing to Jen Psaki. I mean, come on, a turkey's only a dollar more, she said, which is nonsense. But hey, what do they got to trade in?
Maybe a dollar more a pound. Maybe a dollar more a pound. The next thing is that the same article is saying, oh, but this is not like the first time this has happened. Four out of the last 5 years, the cost of Thanksgiving went down, and 1 year it went up. Well, that 1 year it went up was 2019, and I don't know if a family of 10 noticed a 10-cent difference in their dinner between 2018 and 2019. I really don't know.
One thin dime, but this time, if you're trying to put a bunch of people around the table, there's... And you're not even including the gas to get there.
No.
You made a great point.
The last thing I want to bring up is think of your four-legged friends. Right now, there's actually a cat food crisis. Empty Shelves Joe is hitting the cat food aisle.
Really?
I went out the other day to one of the large pet stores, and the entire line of Friskies, which is probably 5 shelves high and 8 shelves wide, was bare. I went to a local grocery store, and I was able to buy like 4 cans of food because their section in the general grocery store was empty.
TSC, here I come.
Yeah. It's really quite amazing. I've never seen anything like this.
Did you ask anybody about it, Jack? Did you figure it out? Did you get to the bottom of it?
It's a supply chain issue. They just can't get it in. At PetSmart locally, I went in one time, and they said, oh, yeah, we got our pet food supply in, and it was 2 trays. So 48 cans of food. I bought one of them. I was feeling like this seems like last year, where if you don't buy it now, you're not going to get it for a while.
That's interesting. All right. Well, Jack, happy Thanksgiving, as you mentioned, to you and yours. Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Interesting. Cat food. Has anybody else noticed that the cat food, my cat jumped up on live TV yesterday in my lap demanding food. And trust me, she's spoiled. Was not, not an issue, but there she was. Yeah, anyhow. You try to figure it out and keep these animals safe. I had not heard anything about pets being in crisis, if you will, because the pet food aisle is in trouble. But you would know better than I would. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. If you if you want to join me, let's see. We've got Mark from Saline checking in. Wants to check in on the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
Well, I love your show, of course, but I'm just curious on this Rittenhouse. I have not heard mention this man, whether or not he should have been there. Who knows? He was within his legal rights to be there. I believe it was self-defense. But what I have not heard anyone mention, of the hundreds of people that were there that were demonstrating, and three were shot. I think it's ironic that the three were shot all had, you know, long criminal backgrounds. So how many people that were there protesting, how many would have had criminal backgrounds?
Well, and it's no an interesting question.
That. It's, I think it's ironic that only three people shot and they all had extensive criminal backgrounds, and no one has mentioned that.
Well, I've talked about it here that the two decedents had long criminal backgrounds. I don't know about Grosskreutz and what his background was, except, I mean, he had a concealed carry permit that was expired. So Grosskreutz, he was the guy that was shot in the arm and survived, but admitted on the stand that he was leveling his handgun at the time that he was shot. But I think it's a fair question, Mark, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you for checking in, and I guess I'll pose that question to the rest of you. What do you think the makeup is of these folks? How many of them have extensive criminal backgrounds? I don't know. I don't know what they do or don't. But clearly it was self-defense. That's what the jury said. And I've caught a lot of grief from people because I said I think that it would probably have been best if Kyle Rittenhouse had not been there. Yes, he was well within his legal right. Yes, he did everything correctly. Yes, he defended himself legally. By the way, if you didn't know this, his buddy who he met because his buddy began dating his sister, Kyle's sister was dating the friend that gave him the AR-15. He's still facing felony charges, even though the minor in possession of a firearm was dropped in the Rittenhouse matter. And there is an exception to the law that you have a right to defend yourself. But the guy that loaned Kyle Rittenhouse still facing a couple of felony charges and 12 years in prison. Because this what's the prosecutor's name? Bender, Binger, whatever, Bonehead, whatever his name is. He's so, you know, been hammered so badly, he's got to try to grasp onto something. So he's going after the guy that gave Rittenhouse a weapon, the AR-15. Now you know. Anyhow, back after this for some final thoughts.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes.